Psalm 23, Preface. Never a day should we suffer to pass by without returning thanks to our kind and merciful Father in heaven for his benefactions. He is surely deserving of it, for day by day, yea, every hour he preserves us in body and soul, and gives us richly all things to enjoy. Thankfulness shall also be abundantly rewarded to every Christian. It is a truth taught in the Word of God, and attested by experience. The more diligently a man returns thanks for the blessings received, the more is he prospered in temporal and spiritual things, and protection, help, and deliverance are multiplied upon him in body and soul. Giving thanks for past and present benefits, we should also be instant in asking our Heavenly Father and benefactor for future protection and guidance, to continue his goodness towards us, granting us all things needful both for the life that now is and for that which is to come. And when our pilgrimage in this world will be ended, we must walk through the valley of the shadow of death, then may Jesus, our good shepherd, crown all his mercies by granting us to depart this vale of tears with peace and joy, and defending us against the angels of Satan, receive us unto his Father's house, in which are many mansions. Amen. Daily, to offer up thanksgiving and prayer, we are taught in the 23rd Psalm. Christ, our Good Shepherd. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Summary. This is one of David's most lovely hymns of thanksgiving, in which he, from a heart overflowing with gratitude, praises the Lord for teaching him to walk in the right way, for defending, preserving, and comforting him in every need by his holy word. In words wonderfully expressive of intimate love and trust, he pronounces the Lord his shepherd, regaling his soul with the verdant pastures and the sparkling waters of the word of salvation. Artfully does David also introduce the oil, the table, the cup used in the worship of the Old Testament, all emblemizing the word of the gospel. Jesus Christ is our shepherd, and the word of his salvation is the pasture of our soul, the fountain of living water, our staff, and the cup of our joy. Having the word of Christ dwell among us richly, we are like a flock in the best of pasture, under the best of shepherds. Though the wolves howl and the lions roar, protected by our shepherd, our souls are refreshed at the table of the gospel, and even death, the last enemy, is turned into a friend, introducing us into the mansions of undisturbed peace. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who alone art the one good shepherd, thanks be unto thee for all thy spiritual and bodily benefits. Let the word of thy salvation dwell among us richly, and suffer not that trusty staff, the word of thy promise, to be taken from us. And when the shadow of death spreads over us, do thou conduct us safely to the fold of perfected saints, the tabernacle not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen.